baby, baby, baby.
Ooh, yeah!
Snap. That's some good music. It's www.republicbroadcasting.org. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone, and host Lieutenant Eric Schein, Naval Officer, graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, also known as Kings Point, or US MMA, where I come out as a commissioned naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. That is bankrupt. That is gone. 97% of our foreign cargo coming into and leaving the United States is not going on our own international waterways, our own international rights of way, our own international conduit to other civilizations via our own ships under American flags, carrying our ways, our constitution, issues of due process, and more. And if you don't think our founders knew and understood how important employment rights are, how important employment contracts are, especially at the federal level, then you don't know our history. If you go back to 1791, our founders created what are called shipping articles. They are now governed under Title 46, which is shipping. Title 46, USC 10302, USC as in United States Codifications, or U.S. Code. 46 USC 10302 was enacted in 1791, the Shipping Articles Act. Federal maritime officers, officers in the United States Merchant Marine, regardless of who you work for, private or public, foreign or American, are governed and covered under Articles of Agreement, these shipping articles. Articles of Agreement are actually governed within the Constitution. That's why Admiralty and General Maritime Law is so powerful, is constitutional, is, you hear all these rumors about the gold fringe flag and that the federal courts are now admiralty courts. Well, they've always been admiralty courts because the Article 3, and you can go back to 1828, I think it was John C. Marshall, who ruled that the Article 3 judiciary has the sole exclusive jurisdiction and authority over matters in admiralty and maritime. We'll be back right after this. 800-313-9443. And that number is there for you, Muse, if you dare pick up the phone and call in, because we're playing your music. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. 417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
It's another Muse song, one that my producer selected specifically for the listening audience. 800-313-9443. And that number goes out to you, Muse. Pick up the phone. If you got the balls, pick up the phone. Call home. Call to the only program on this network that plays your music because it is so revolutionary. 800-313-9443. So anyways, going back to 2003, under the cover of the launching of the war in Iraq, the Coast Guard was moved from the Department of Defense. Oh, no, no, what am I saying? The Department of Transportation. That's not defense. Oh, so they're not really like a branch of military. Exactly, numbnuts. So the Coast Guard moved under the right under the cover of the launch of the war. Within the 2 weeks, see, March 6th, they brought charges against me. March 18th or thereabouts, they launched the war in Iraq between the 18th and the 22nd. And they moved the Coast Guard into the newly created Homeland Security that was created not by Congress. It was created by an executive order. So the president is legislating. Obama with his jobs bill, well, where does he get off in legislating? Both the Democrats and the Republicans tell him to pound sand and say, sorry, Mr. President, we appreciate your assistance, but not your job. You don't legislate. And if you have some ideas, you need some help to administer the government better, to be the executive officer, to follow our edicts, or if you have some questions, hey, come before Congress. We'll give you an audience. We can sit down and figure things out and do it, quote-unquote, legislatively and not by military dictatorship edict from whether it's a Democrat or a Republican. You know, with all the claims to fame of Roosevelt, New Deal and all that, Many people saw him at the time and since then as a dictator. He was one of the few presidents that fought to serve into four terms, even though Washington had set the precedence at two terms, and every other president had given it up after two terms prior to him because of World War, supposedly. He fights to stay in office, although his third term was well before or in the lead up into the war. I think he was he died in 44 or 45, just at the end of World War II. And I think he was in his fourth term. I think he was 2 or 3 years into it. This is just off the top of my head. You can look it up on Wikipedia or online. Or if you are the band Muse, you can pick up the phone and you can call in at 800-313-9443 if you think you can discuss your songs intelligently and explain the lyrics and where they come from and where you get the idea for your music. Because, in my opinion, it's awesome. But if you're not in the band Muse, and if you don't even know about the music that Muse puts out, and you want to call in, now's the time. It's 13 minutes into the show. Don't be calling in at the last minute and thinking that you can get on the program and then trying to blame it on me because you call in at the last minute and you want to get your ideas out, your concepts. You want to say, what can we do? Let's get in the streets. Let's occupy the airwaves. Let's do everything, anything that we possibly can to restore the Republic, the Democratic-Republican hybrid. I remember I brought up before on the show, not only the first two presidents, Washington and Adams, but the next four presidents after Washington, who stepped down after two terms, doing what, you know, he was a general, though. I mean, where do we get off? If we'd stop giving our presidency over to individuals like Eisenhower and others, you know, the one thing about Ron Paul, and I'm not a big Ron Paul fan because he wants to privatize everything, he is anti-war. He is I can't even pronounce it now. It's been so long since I even said the word Huxtbar or whatever. I don't know. Maybe my producer can say it for me. I've lost my tongue. I'm tongue twisted. But Ron Paul, he wants to privatize everything. But he is not anti-defense. He's anti-war. And he believes more in, you know, he is against the Federal Reserve, which is a good thing, too. I see, and I don't think Ron Paul is the best candidate that we could field in a country like this at all. I mean, come on. Where do these guys, these boils off the donkey's, you know, rear come from, like Romney and I can't even think of some of, you know, Perry and not just Romney, I'm thinking of the other guy, totally at a loss right now, or Michelle Bachmann, or Sarah Palin, Herman Cain, oh my God. I mean, you know, 9999. I don't know if you guys have heard about the parody on that. You know, it's like we're getting a pizza deal from Herman Cain. And this guy is not the sharpest tool in the shed. And it's scary to see how successful he has been. He's not the most eloquent, most articulate, I don't know. I don't even know what to say. It boggles my mind that we don't have some really intelligent, well-spoken, well-educated, very experienced from wherever they want to draw their experience from, public service, private corporations, wherever, who believe much more like our founders in, yes, certain freedoms, but also certain obligations, especially of those who have benefited the most from this type of system, besides not paying income tax, and I'm not a tax protester, I've always, you know, paid my taxes and stuff, and I'm in such a bind with Homeland Security. I've been bankrupted several times over, lost both home. I had two homes, five cars, stellar credit, platinum cards, you name it. And because Homeland Security brought charges against me, I still have my homes. When Homeland Security brought charges against me in 2003 for, quote unquote, allegedly being depressed, where Homeland Security, their own special branch of military in the Coast Guard, brought charges against me for, quote unquote, being depressed, have used military assets, military personnel, military resources, what's clearly a military tribunal, military court, a military gavel, to find me guilty somehow in what was declared to be an Article 32 by the ALJ, who's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard, before the JAG prosecutor, who's a lieutenant commander in the Coast Guard himself, even though the FOIA officer from the Coast Guard has informed me ever or since then that it's actually, quote unquote, an Article 1 court, even though Supreme Court Justice John C. Marshall declared that these Article 1 courts, they tried to play the game for salvage in Florida, which was a territory at the time. In 1828, John C. Marshall put out a Supreme Court decision stating that these Article 1 courts, as they were constructed by him in the decision, that's where they began, which is like a judicial, or it's not, it's an extrajudicial congressional legislative court to make the rules for like an agency like the National Transportation Safety Board or whatever. A lot of this BS started with Roosevelt, to where our courts have been broken up into so many pieces at the federal level, not even the state level, to where if you get into any kind of dispute of any magnitude, you can get torn apart and your carcass nailed to the rocks to be picked apart by the attorney vultures from one venue and jurisdiction to another. They had me in the Coast Guard had me in tax court. They literally used the tax court to prosecute me and try to prove that I'm quote-unquote medically, mentally incompetent. Then they had me in the bankruptcy court. This is the Coast Guard, Homeland Security. I'm not joking. It's all on the record. And then they moved it from San Diego. First, they had it in the San Diego Coast Guard station. Then they moved it to the tax court. Then they moved it to the bankruptcy court. And you got to remember, the tax court, that's where the Revenue Cutter Marine, which was incorporated into the Coast Guard, that's become like the Borg of the federal government with an extra constitutional branch of military now within Homeland Security named the Coast Guard. But then they also moved venue and jurisdiction from San Diego to Long Beach and had me in the Federal Fusion Center in Long Beach, California. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. And I think Herman Cain's on the phone waiting to come on the show.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Their album, even if they won't call in the show, even though they won't come on the show, even though they're scared to come on the show so that we may honor them properly for their brilliant lyrics. Hey, it's okay. I understand. It's fine. So then we'll have to take other callers. 800-313-9443. You know, I've been trying to warn you people. These people are a bunch of frickin' Nazis. Frickin' is like fracking is like Battlestar Galactin. So don't worry about it. It's not a fine or anything there. I really don't know. You know, the point I was trying to make earlier was the Coast Guard was moved into Homeland Security or from the Department of Transportation in 2003 under the cover of the launching of the war, well before anything that you're seeing now, 8 years ago. So Homeland Security was created by an executive order, I may add, not by an act of Congress, but by executive order number 1-322-8. And those center numbers, 322, with the bookends on the end, 1 and 8, 1 and 8 being the bookends and 322 being the core number, that 322 is the core number for the lodge that George W. Bush went to for Skull and Bones, and so did John Kerry. And look at where we find ourselves today, under absolute royal crown control coming from not just England, but Germany. There was an article out, I think I saw it on RBN, it could have been InfoWars or both, because they share information by Pat Buchanan about the New World Order unraveling. The New World Order is the same old stink. It's the United Kingdom. It's these royal families trying to reestablish a worldwide system of kingdoms. In that, no republic can remain. Any and all systems of self-governance, whether it's a it's a hybrid, a democratic republican state like ours, nation state, of the people, by the people, for the people, and not some kind of constitutional monarchy like Canada, or Australia, or New Zealand. And hey, my hat's off to you. God, I love Australia. New Zealand's pretty cool too. Canada's not a bad place either. There's a lot of beautiful places in Canada, but Canada is a constitutional monarchy. They've still got the crown on their money and their public contracts. They did not get independence till 1970s or 1980. I think it was between 70 and 81. But hey, who am I to speak? Because the United States is now a monarchy, and we have a system of elite, an oligarchy. The Bushes, the Davises, the Walkers, all one big happy family, just like the Saxes and the Coburgs and the Gothas, now known by the name of Windsor, or the Habsburgs, who not only was the core reason why World War I started, but World War II was a continuation thereof, as was the Cold War, as was the fall of the wall in Berlin. The terrorist cell that planned 9/11 was from Hamburg, Germany. Or maybe it was Berlin. Either way, I'm pretty sure it was Hamburg. But look at what's going on in Berlin. All of this is emanating from, and if you're German, if you're American and you're German, German roots, I'm not looking at you. I'm not pointing at you. Don't be upset with me. Get upset with your former lords and masters, your former, royals, kings and queens, who like to pull the guillotines out on you people. And that's why you fled your country, if not even Europe, because of what the Habsburgs and others. We've got a Duke Ferdinand again. Now he's, I think, King Ferdinand, and his wife Sophie, much like what they pulled in the, that's what started World War One. We're in the same boat, literally. It's almost like Groundhog Day, historically, geopolitically, financially, if not emotionally, spiritually, and in all other regards. We're reliving 1911, 1912, 1913, 14. We're going into World War. We are being prepped and readied. I've been saying this. We had Admiral Brewer, who was the incident, or not the incident, that's from Admiral Allen, but named as the superintendent for the L.A. Unified School District. And as soon as he was named, I was out there decrying this individual for being a shuckster, a crook. And he left L.A. Unified School District far off than when he took it over as a military officer.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Russia winning it all. Because I don't know what our country's become. I can't even believe the representatives that we have in either party, or one party, whatever it is, a corporatist party. And I mean, we have become a corporatist state, a fascist state, a capitalist state, where, and, you know, we weren't founded as a capitalist state. We were founded as a limited democratic Republican hybrid, a constitutional system that was, you know, where the government was placed in the hands of the people, and not some elite core of families like the Bush Davis Walker family. I can't even begin to tell you how many people that last name have entered my life in the midst of all this BS going on, where now I'm representing myself before the Ninth Circuit against the United States of America, the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, the National Transportation Safety Board, where they are all trying to have me declared medically, mentally incompetent, delusional, blah, 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 using medical doctors from a branch of military that I'm not in, using JAG counsel from a branch of military that I'm not in. That's not supposed to even be a branch of military. It's Federal Maritime Police. If it's a branch of military, it's supposed to be in DOD, not in DHS, Department of Homeland Security, DOD, Department of Defense, of course, that came from the Department of Transportation. Does all of this sound crazy? Yeah, well, that's the point. And you don't get it. It ain't about me. It's not about problems with my brain and how it functions. It's because I'm trying to not only confront but report to you, and, you know, it'd be nice to get some assistance, some help. But on that note, my good friend Leo from Massachusetts, my home state for my parents, I was born in California, as were most of my siblings other than my brother, Paul, who went to West Point. My father's from Boston. My mother is from Taunton, who's my relatives have a roller rink there. But let me go to Leo from Mass. Leo, and he called in early. Leo, you're the man.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking, you know, I think, have we looked at the Samazadat, a solution to this problem? I think that's
Bless you. Did you sneeze?
Pardon?
No, I'm just kidding. What is it?
You know, the Samazadat, that's what supposedly what brought down the Soviet Union.
What is that? I have no idea. I've never heard the term.
Oh, look up Samazidat. Samazadat.
What is it? Inform the listeners and myself.
The behavior that they utilized faxes, and they had a whole underground of anti-government, and eventually it got so big that, you know, they were ungovernable, so to speak.
I thought it was Reagan saying, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I think you should look into that, because you're a pretty knowledgeable guy. Oh, speaking of knowledgeable guys, I was talking to you about something I should have asked Tarpley about, but I haven't gotten around to that yet, about the kind of the plebiscite they had, one in Europe to stop Napoleon. The Vatican got trashed by Napoleon.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember.
What is the name of that? I mean, Tarpley would know. Another thing, it was what, after the Boxer Rebellion, the UK monarchy changed their tactics, and they had a little discussion about how not to be so obvious.
Well, right. From where I'm coming from, it's intermarrying into the royal families from that region, that nation, that people, to where you're still in there, but it's like the, you've heard the term, the coalition of the willing, or the coalition of the willing fascists. Let me finish. The Rainbow Coalition, to where it's not just the British royals or British German royals or Anglo-Saxon, whatever. They've intermarried, and they're sharing to an extent. I mean, because this has been going on well before the 1800s and the 1900s, to where, you know, you had German royal families not only in Russia, but Germany. Now England, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, that is the Windsors, to where they intermarry into and with the local families.
Yeah, but the thing you're missing, though, is that now the UK crown hierarchy has been intermarried with the Rothschilds, so that they're indistinguishable. And I think you have to look at – are you familiar with Ken Adachi's Educate Thyself website?
No, not offhand.
Oh, check it out. Educate Thyself, Ken Adachi, A-D-A-C-H-I, and look up Adachi and British Israel. And
even people like, you know who Loren Murray is?
Who?
Loren Murray.
Oh, yeah, Loren Murray. Yeah, I spoke to her one time, and she was very freaked out.
Because her comment to me was about the British-Yiddish, you know, combo there. Because it is, but it's people don't get it, and it's not about ethnicity. It is, but it's about royal bloodlines.
Oh, yeah.
That is the bottom line. It doesn't matter, because a lot of the royal bloodlines from Israel or Judea or whatever you want to call it or name it, or, you know, how far you want to go back, weren't actually from that region. They were placed there by European royal families and German royal families, Anglo-Saxon, just like England, you know. England is ruled and controlled by Anglo-Saxon German royal families, Windsors.
Right. But the thing is that, like I said before, and I've been getting a lot of laughs about it on the – and I tell you about how many socialists does it take to write a book about abolishing the UK monarchy. Remember that one I told you?
Yeah.
And that really rings with people. They get it, because there are no books about that subject, so because they can't write about their owners. And this is the thing we have to bring forth to these socialists who, you know, are basically well-meaning dupes. And, I see them as that. I mean, I've been around them. I grew up around them. I died in the wool. Not myself, but I've known lots of people that, I mean, I actually even knew some of the CP people back in the late 60s.
Some of the what?
The CP, Communist Party.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, I never joined it because I just wasn't into joining anything.
But you understand that in all of these isms or ideologies that there's a break between the elitist superstructure above it that controls, even in a union, you know, or a guild, it does not matter. There's those who own and control it and everybody else. And well, everybody else is part of the herd.
Right.
They're all controlled by the gatekeepers. And at some point, whether it's the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, unions, the government, corporations, right, you've got these enormously wealthy, well-connected, intermarried families. If you want to call them royal, fine. If you don't, fine. But that's what they are. They're very old established bloodlines like Bush, Davis, Walker. And I keep pointing at family because they've done more damage to this country, to this republic, than any other that I could name, although there are others. Like
Reagan's wife was part of that, right? She was Nancy Davis?
Yeah, exactly. It's Ronald Reagan married Nancy Davis. How did Reagan get into power? He was the GE spokesmodel.
Jane Wyman dumped him.
Say again?
Jane Wyman dumped him.
Yeah, I wonder why. No, I'm just kidding. And no offense to any of those Ronald Reagan, you know,
Reaganoids, yeah.
Yeah, chimp lovers out there. But what was the movie with Get One for
Bedtime for Bonzo.
Yeah. He was a spokesmodel for GE. GE was started by J.P. Morgan.
You know, I lived 12 years in that horrible hellhole. I stayed
in
on
what?
Because I enjoyed being a thorn in their side.
General Electric?
Yeah, I worked in the...
I used to work there, too.
Which plants?
I worked at Ingalls down at the shipyard doing installation of GE's equipment, but I had
well,
done...
What town? What town?
I was up in Schenectady and...
you were in the Schenectady branch, yeah.
I wasn't in that branch, but I did training up there, and a lot of the people that worked on the equipment and stuff that I did was Schenectady, and I'm trying to think of, there's also one in Maine, too. Bangor is part of it, Schenectady, and there's one other place, I think it's in Mass.
They went south, too. They moved south.
Which one?
They moved to the south also.
Yeah, well, a lot of them are out of the country now, and a lot of GE actually divested itself of a lot of the steam turbine, you know, technology and or plants, and a lot of it's over in China now, which is, you know, mind-boggling because a lot of that technology is still viable technology. It's actually become much more thermodynamic or much more efficient. One of the reasons they went to diesels was because of the efficiency, but a steam plant is actually, especially nowadays with the thermoplastics, thermal ceramics and all sorts of other not only manufacturing techniques, engineering, composite materials and more, you'll see a comeback in steam and stuff. But
I've got an interesting idea for getting rid of the current voting system. And what it basically entails...
You sound like an anarchist, Leo.
Well, I said not getting rid of it. I said basically getting rid of the current system. I'm not an anarchist because...
You mean like Electoral College or...
No. Hold on. See, we need an educated electorate who can choose what they want. Now, such as the Swiss get to vote on everything, right?
Right.
So what we should have is a quarterly vote and where the representatives have to ask us where we want... what we want to spend money on, so that
But you bring up an important point, and this is how our system was funded. And it was they looked to the Swiss, like the cantons and more, to where it was local control. We could not go to war unless all of the local governments said yes. And it wasn't coming from the federal central government pushing us into war. It was because we were being invaded, and everybody and their mother.
There's another part to this also. With our electronic voting age, I want to utilize that for only one small segment, as in the compilation. The way we do it to make it people
friendly.
Yeah,
but you've heard of what's happened with Diebold and the optical scanners.
Hold on. Each town has the ballots in the city hall, and the ballot box is open for a whole week with two evening sessions. That way, the people are already there working. All they have to do is run over to the ballot box and process somebody when they come in. I mean, it's not like you have to. We go through this whole BS of, you know, one day and everybody has to do everything, and it's all crazy.
I agree. I mean, it's absurd.
And the ballots do not leave the city hall. Only the electronic information leaves the city hall. Do you see what I'm saying?
So you. Well, yeah. I mean,
everything is counted locally, and the ballots do not move for 5 years.
Well, but the other thing, though, too, you saw what happened with the Chads. The moving vans, those votes are worth gold. Literally, they're worth more than their weight in gold.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm
and
trying
at
to
some
say
point,
is...
But we don't have a secure voting system.
Yes, we do.
And like
you're
saying, it's more developed, more evolved.
Did you hear what I
that
said?
That has redundancy that at some point, the kind of shenanigans that have gone on in the last 10 years could not happen.
Did you hear what I said? The ballots do not leave the city hall.
Right.
I'm not arguing. They tabulate it electronically so that each town can check to see if the tabulation is correct.
Right. But I'm bringing up a point that, I mean, for the people not to be up in arms that we've got voting ballots going over, not in Brinks trucks, you know, not in secure vehicles, but in moving vans.
No, but you see, you're missing my whole point.
No, I'm agreeing with you, and I'm saying at some point, no one should have or be moving those, especially in those kind of vehicles. This is the security. It's a civil defense issue.
What I'm saying eliminates all the moving vans. There is no moving.
Yeah, I know. I'm not arguing against you. I'm not saying, whatever. But I'm saying, as an example, supporting what you're saying,
right,
that look what happened in Florida. That should never go on. That's just it's an abomination.
So tell me, when are you going to bring Corbett back on?
He's busy.
He's fun. He's got a lot of good stuff.
Oh, no, he's a good guy. And I would recommend for people to listen to his program. I still do interviews on his program. I'm just, the time slot for my show is a conflict for him because, remember, I think he's 11 or 13 hours out.
Okay,
so.
In Japan time, yeah. What time is his program on the air?
Well, he does it all every day, whenever he finds time, and some in the morning, some in the evening.
You mean he posts it on YouTube?
He records it. It's on his website. Go to his website.
Okay.
CorbettReport.com, I believe. Uh-huh.
Good
guy. A lot of people love his work. He does, he's had me on his program. He's getting chastised about my issues with the Coast Guard by Coast Guard men and others, or women, whatever, Coast Guard people or people supporting the Coast Guard, because at some point you got to stop and, I mean, you hear what I'm saying. The Coast Guard's not a branch of military.
It's not the Treasury.
It was. That's where it came from. It started in the Treasury, then moved to Commerce, then it was in Transportation, and now it's in Homeland Security, and they're saying it's a branch of military that can administer civilian affairs.
Back to Homeland Security. Because it was not sanctioned by Congress, is there some way of challenging
it? Well, no, it was. But the problem was
that it was an executive order.
Then Congress came out a year later as Tom Ridge had his hat in hand and trying to figure out if he actually had a job or not.
Wait a minute.
What?
The
music's coming up.
You said in the beginning that it was an executive order and not
initially. Then Congress came out with the act a year later after the president put out an executive order. That's not how it's supposed to work. It's supposed to be the other way around. They pass a law, and then he puts out an executive order making the executive branch comply with the law. Not the other way around. Hold on, Leo. We'll be right back. Going to break.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner.
IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No one's gonna take me alive.
No one.
The time has come to make things right.
The time has come.
You and I must fight to survive.
Okay, we're coming back, and I'm going to go to Mike in Kentucky with Leo Hold. We're going to try to get back to you in a minute. Mike, is this Mike from Muse? Your band calling in? No way. Mike.
No, I'm in Kentucky.
I know, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Mike from, I didn't understand what you said.
I've been trying to, like, challenge the band Muse to come on my program.
Oh, Muse.
Yeah, they got some awesome lyrics, and they're an awesome band, and I'm just playing games, but go ahead.
The I've held it in my hand on original hemp paper in 1822. Original 13th Amendment was passed.
The Titles of Nobility Act?
Published as ratified by states even into the 1870s. Well,
you're talking about the Titles of Nobility Act?
Yeah.
Well, because it was passed in 1806, right?
Well, no. I'm talking about when it was published as ratified.
Yeah, no, and it might have been. Because the other thing, though, I think it was passed at the federal level, but then it had to go out to the states and then get, you know, because back then it was far different than now, where all the states had to ratify it to make it the law of the land.
Whatever it is, 3/4 of the states. But what I was getting at is George Herbert Walker Bush, after he was president, accepted the Knight of the British Empire, KBE, and I believe Clinton did as well. Of course, he was a...
Well, you know, Clinton was going to be, not only was George Herbert Walker, Davis Walker Bush family, knighted by the Queen of England, but Clinton was nominated to be the Lord Warden of the Cinque Ports in Europe. And I guess it was a little bit of a stink in Britain, UK. But Admiral Bryce got it instead because he had more, you know, I guess, pull in England than giving it to Clinton as some kind of a, you know, an accolade or a head nod to him for doing such a good job in handing over the United States with NAFTA, CAFTA, SHAFTA, WTO, IMF, Newt Gingrich, you name it.
Yeah. Well, these guys, if you lost your citizenship, you know, what would that do for you? You know, these guys aren't, it probably didn't bother them one iota, but according to the 1822, when it was published in Kentucky, it was you lost your citizenship if you accepted a title of nobility because the Constitution had no...
It doesn't matter if it was just a title that meant nothing.
They called it an emollient.
Thank you. What our founders would have done, because they detested royalism in every and all forms, and it got, and it, seriously, this did happen, and not that they did it to everybody, but a lot of people fled the country if your last name was King or Royal or, you know, whatever. They actually tarred, feathered, and lit people on fire, put them in a boat, and set them to sea. I mean, that's how much, because of what the British aristocracy, the British royals did to the people here in the colonies, that's the kind of anger. And you got to do a lot to a person to get them to do that. Because these were, like, reasonable people that were pushed to that end.
Operation Stillwell is something else to look into. It was a Reagan executive order to destabilize the Soviet currency. That's what I wanted to mention, is that that was part of what brought down the Soviet Union, was the ruining.
Well, that, they did it to Germany, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Out of
They're
time,
doing it to us. Peace, guys. Thanks, Mike. You hear the music coming up. We're going to get cut here. Call in next week, please.
I'll try.
Tell your friends about the show. In the Zone, Republic Broadcasting. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Leo. Sorry, Leo, didn't get back to you. Other callers next week. Call in early, please. Thank you.